The Gemara in Shabbos, based on a pasuk in Parashas Bo that we read yesterday, by the mitzvah of tefillin, Umantia Torah Hashem Beficha, that the Torah of God should be Beficha. The Gemara, what makes the drasha? What does it mean? Tefillin? Are we eating tefillin? What do you mean? It should be Torah Hashem Beficha. What do you mean? The Torah should be in your mouth. So we're familiar with the laws of kashrus, not having milk and meat together, not eating non-kosher. But what about regarding non-eating mitzvahs? Is there a concept of doing something with a kosher animal? Let's say I'm not eating my tefillin. Maybe some people suck on the straps. I don't know. But assuming that's not considered ochel anyway. So are we concerned with kosher? So the Gemara has a drasha. Well, hukshuro ulamalecha shamayim el or behema tahora bilvad. That when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, which you have to make from leather, it has to come from a baal chai, an animal. It has to come from an or behema tahora. It has to come from a kosher animal. It has to come from a behema tahora, not a behema tamea.
It must be slaughtered properly.
That's another point, perhaps not. That's a further discussion. Maybe if it wasn't slaughtered properly, but as long as it came from a min behema tahora. So you can't make it from a donkey or from a horse or a non-kosher. It has to come from a kosher animal. How far that goes, whether it has to be slaughtered, that's a further discussion. But it has to be from a kosher animal. And the Gemara learns it out based on the pasuk Mantia Torah Hashem Beficha. So the Mefarshim discuss, the commentators discuss, how far does this go? Is this a mitzvah, is this a qualification limited to the mitzvah of tefillin? Or is this a general rule throughout mitzvahs? Anytime I'm doing a mitzvah, a non-eating mitzvah, if it's an eating mitzvah, then obviously we know it's prohibited. You have to eat, the Torah tells us we have to eat kosher. But let's say I'm not eating, and let's say it's not milk and meat, so there's no isser hana, then no prohibited. Like for instance, let's say you have a dog, an animal, so you can't feed them milk and meat together. Not because of the dog, but because of you. It's a prohibition. The Torah says, "Lo sevashu gadi b'chel avimo," three times. You can't cook milk and meat together. One is you can't cook it. There's a separate prohibition to cook it together. There's a separate prohibition to eat it together. And there's a third prohibition not to get benefit from it. So if I feed my dog, I'm getting benefit. There's no problem with the dog could go and do whatever he wants, or the cat, or whatever animal. So there's a. So assuming we're not talking about basu v'chol, but it's a hana, so therefore, Does this halacha apply to other mitzvahs? Is this limited to the mitzvah of tefillin based on a gzeiras hakasuv? The Torah says, "Umantia Torah Hashem beficha." So it's a special halacha by tefillin, or is this a general rule by other mitzvahs? Where else would it come up? So the post can talk about they extend it to the mitzvah of shofar. That shofar we know, even though the Gemara says, "Kol haShofar is kosher," you could really use any kosher, any animal for shofar is good, chutz mishel para, except for a shofar made out of a para, because the Gemara talks about that the shofar is supposed to be an atonement, and it reminds you of the sin of the golden calf. In other words, the Gemara has a whole discussion, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, about ein kategor naso sanegar. The prosecutor can't be the defendant. You can't have the gold. You can't have the gold working for you at the same time reminding you of the sin. So the conclusion of the Gemara is it's a cryptic language. It says that since blowing shofar, so the Gemara says it only applies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. So we all know we don't blow shofar in the Holy of Holies. We blow it in L.A., in Toronto, in Hamilton, New York, it's not a mitzvah limited to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says, blowing shofar is kalif nimdami. It's like being right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So either way, so the post in the Magen Avraham writes, people extend it not only to tefillin, but by shofar, it should also be done from a kosher animal. The question is, do we take it any further than that? So, Jeff.
Candle wax.
What about
Friday night? Yeah. Okay. Good question. Or
it be made out of anything?
Or what about non-kosher oil for Hanukkah candles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this? The leather binding on the 24
inches. Okay, it's another kasha. How far do we go? Assuming it does apply the mitzvahs, how far does it go? In fact, I just had a shaila Thursday as I was sitting waiting at the airport. I was in my car waiting at the airport for Penny to get out. I guess because of the strong winds, it was delayed. So I got a call. Someone was having the child had to go in for, wasn't happening tomorrow, but was going in for some surgery with the ear, and they had to do a skin graft. So they're going to try to get it from a human, they said, but they couldn't. They said the other option was having a pig graft from a pig. So you want to know if it, so the doctor said they knew the person was Jewish. Is it a problem getting from a pig? So I said, I thought not. He said, it's a prohibition of eating pig, and there's also a prohibition of being in the business of raising pigs. But there is no Isser Hana, number one. And plus it's a case of at least a Chola She'in Bo Sakana. So medicinal reasons. So therefore, I didn't think it was. The other choice I think was maybe. I mean, didn't they do something with the hearts at one point? That's what I remember with the valve. Someone had.
Porcelain valves.
Plastic glass forever? Like, what's the pro of each? Why would. Which one? Is there one idea and one. Or the pros and cons of each way?
The mechanical versus the pig one, much less risk of blood clots.
In the pig one. Oh, so that's why they would. Yeah. So it wouldn't be. So I said you use.
One of them has to be replaced every 10 years.
The mechanical.
So the mechanical has to be replaced. So I said whichever one. Whichever one works best, that's the one you should. Whichever one your doctor recommends, use. It's not an issue. So therefore, it's not a problem for medicinal reasons. You could use. You know, I guess that's why is it called the pig skin? Is that where it's actually from? Football and
it was before, yeah. but, not,
but they kept not the name. A low plug, I guess. Yeah. Well, even though, and how do they compare the footballs from before? So I guess could you play football if you were Jewish before you go on? There aren't too many Yidden in football, even though Schwartz was on KC last night. They had a couple of Jews in there. So either way, could you use non, even though people have these special oils where they spend $30 on the menorahs, but could you use non-kosher oil or not? So the Magen Avraham seems to extend it to all mitzvahs or to many mitzvahs. So the kasha is, how could it be extended to all mitzvahs? There's a famous Gemara in Sukkah. A sukkah, so we know there's one of the many mitzvahs is we have to build the sukkah. Well, that's the question if that is a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. It can get into whether it's a heksha mitzvah, ksuva, b'torah. But the bottom line is you have to build in order to fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. At least someone has to, not you. You have to get someone to build it for you. So the question is, can I use a non-kosher animal for building this? Not the schach, the wall. So the Gemara has an example where you have an elephant. Elephant is used as one of the nice and big animal. You could use an elephant for the walls of the sukkah. And clearly elephants are not non-kosher animals. So it should be a no-brainer. So what's the Magen Avraham talking? How could you say it applies to all mitzvahs? The Gemara says explicitly that you could use a non-kosher, you could use an elephant for the sukkah walls. So we have to qualify it. The question is, what's the qualification? So what is the rule? The rule is the rule is at least for the mitzvah of tefillin and perhaps shofar, we have to use a kosher animal. So what would be the distinction between on one hand tefillin and shofar? Tefillin's explicit, shofar's the poskim talk about versus sukkah. So the Aruch HaShulchan makes the following distinction. He says, I'll tell you the difference. He says, because when do we have this principle that you have to use an or behemoth, tahora bilvad from a kosher animal? That's only when the mitzvah requires a baal chai. When the mitzvah requires an animal, if the Torah says or the halacha says I require an animal, then you have to use a kosher animal. But if I could use any material I want, I don't need to use an animal for the walls of the sukkah. You could have a canvas sukkah, you could use metal, you know, use any other material you want. So then there are no, if I could use anything else, then a non-kosher animal isn't an obstacle. So when it comes to shofar and tefillin, since it's required to take from an animal, so then the requirement or behemoth tahora bilvad. But sukkah, which doesn't, that's the answer of the Aruch HaShulchan.
So For Henry's question, you could use elephant for this because you could use plastic. With
correct.
The
so, matter, and right, and that's the case also.
I challenge you to find that would answer also.
You don't. Also, oil doesn't have to come from an animal either. So the effort, that according to this answer,
okay. It went, oil.
What?
Oil from minerals.
Yeah, or however.
So
you know, again, and even olive. So where does olive oil come from?
Probably not.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't have to. That's one approach. Another approach is from the base Yitzchak, Rev Yitzchak Shmelkis. He wrote a lot on electricity and other things, but he points out as follows. There's a Gemara. The question is Gemara in Sota, Yerushalmi. What about, we're familiar with the Parsha, not personally, but we're familiar with the Parsha of Sota, the woman suspected of committing adultery. So once you go through the procedure, to the something called, so what do? You have to do the Shem Hashem, but it's Megillah Sota. You're writing a cloth with the Shem, you're writing down with the Shem Hashem on the cloth. So the Gemara wants to know, does it have to be from a kosher animal or not? So, what?
The
cloth, whatever I'm saying, but part of, you know, that could be it also, but I'm saying it, but talking about over there, talking about the Megillah. So, that's the whole procedure. So the Yerushalmi has a machlokas, 2 days in the Yerushalmi, whether the Megillah has to be written with kosher substance or not. So, what's the reason for the opinion that says you could use a non-kosher cloth, hence a non-kosher animal? So the opinion says because, what's the limitation? He says because since it's osi limchok, since it's something that's not going to be permanent, its whole purpose is to use, is to destroy it. You're going to put the cloth in the water to be destroyed, so therefore we're not worried. So according to the Beis Yitzchak, when do we say the principle? Because the cloth has to be from an animal, so you can't argue like the Aruch HaShulchan's first answer. So he says, why is Megillah Sota, why is it not a problem? Because he says that the halakh of Or B'Hema Torah B'Vat only applies to something that's going to say, you're going to wear a pair of tefillin, it's going to be with you. You're making something that's lasting. If you're doing something that's going to be destroyed right away, so the base, it's, so he says, we see from Sota, so he says, so too here, let's say by non-kosher oil, by Hanukkah lights, would be the same thing. You're burning the oil right away. So therefore, according to the second shot, also one would be permitted to use non-kosher oil for Hanukkah lights because it's something that's going to be destroyed. So either it doesn't have to be from animals, or it doesn't have to be, it's not something that's permanent.
You
know,
what?
No, Basra Chalov is...
That would be an Isra.
That would be nothing to do with this.
No, but it's Isra
Hanah. Yeah, no, correct. That's what I said. Yeah, I can't use Basra Chalov because of an Isra Hanah.
Even if the Basra is Vadai Treif anyways?
Right, so then we get into an Issa Hanah Durabanan, and then you get, right, so then there is. And when we're dealing with Durabanan, I'm talking about a Daraisa, right, but if you're talking about Durabanan, then perhaps you can get Hanah in general. You could find an Issa on a bus of a Chal Durabanan, perhaps you can get Hanah. And here it's also with Tzarech Mitzvah, we'll get into. And the third explanation is from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer gives another qualification. Is, you know what the distinction between shofar and tefillin is on one hand versus, or at least tefillin on one hand versus sukkah, is because the Gemara tells us in Megillah principle that what happens when a Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah ruin, so can I just throw it in the garbage?
Nope.
We know there's a halach of shemos. You have to put it into shemos. It has to be buried. Doesn't mean to leave it in a box. It has to be buried. However, so Tashmishe Kedusha Nigvarim, the leftover no good stuff from the Kedusha is thrown out, is buried. Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrakim. But so, let's say Sitzis ruined, so you put it in a bag and you throw it in the garbage. It doesn't have Kedusha. Some have a Chumrah to put it into Shemus, but strictly speaking, any Tashmishe Mitzvah doesn't have to be, it could be thrown out separately with Kavod. So the Chasam Sofer, when do we say this principle of Or B'Hema? That's only when we're talking about a concept of Tashmishe Kedusha. We're talking about something which Kedusha, then you need a kosher animal. But something which is Tashmishe Mitzvah, you could throw out anyway after it's used. There is no principle. So we have three different reasons why. So it's clear, everyone agrees it applies to tefillin. You have to have from a all tefillin are made from a kosher animal. The post can extend it to shofar. But regarding other mitzvahs, so strictly speaking, it would come out that using non-kosher oil, or even oil without hashkacha, would be permitted. However, the minig is not. The minig is to go ahead. We do hiddur mitzvah on Chanukah. So the mitzvah is, the minig is to use kosher. So obviously in the case here, it's easy to get kosher oil, so we do it. But you know, it seems to be a maker at din. It seems to be it wouldn't be a problem if you had to use that oil, because it doesn't, either because it's not something that requires an animal, or it's something that's going to be destroyed right away, or it's only tashmishe mitzvah. It's not tashmishe kedusha, and hence one be able to use it.
Very good.